This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at
97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Even on a Monday, we've got it happening for you here. We've also got your chance to choose what show you'd like to go to. This is a fun contest. I like this. Pick your tickets. We've got a lot of big shows coming to the Bay Area, and it's your chance right now to win tickets to the concert of your choice.
They're all good.
They are all good. I don't know, which one did you pick? You got Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd? I'm gonna guess you'd go The Weeknd. You like The Weeknd, right?
I really like The Weeknd, so I'd probably go to that, but I am interested in Jelly Roll just because, you know, we talk about him so much.
I know, Post Malone would be great, but I think I would go to Dua Lipa. Let's have Donkey. What about you, Vinny? Which one would you pick?
Well, I despite being mad at my daughters right now, I would say I'd bring them to Katy Perry. Like, she's the, you know, hit machine,
sure.
Right?
Oh my God.
She's a great show too.
She has a big show. Left Shark will probably be there. That'll be good. So if you win these tickets right now, you get to choose which of these shows you want to go to. So here is how you do it. Text the word ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T, to our contest line, which is 20357. And that's it. You'll be qualified. You win one of the tickets to one of these shows. You get to decide. Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd. Text TICKET to our contest line, 20357. That's it. You're entered. This hour's code word's TICKET. We're doing this again at 12:05 and again at 5:05. Janie's got you later in the afternoon. We have a lot of cool stuff going on right now here at the station. The station. So this is dumb. Jim Morrison's still alive.
Oh, great.
Apparently working maintenance in Syracuse. He was born December of 1943, so I guess he's 81. So great news, Doors fans. Jim Morrison. He's just hiding out. He just didn't want to. He changed his name to Frank.
Put the bottle down.
Sure. All of it. So this is according to this documentary, by the way. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's been on since January, but for some reason, somebody actually pressed play on it. And so now people are like, oh, is this a thing? It isn't. He's been hiding out in Syracuse, New York. He's a maintenance worker named Frank. This is according to a documentary called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Frank's really the name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And apparently it's an identity he stole from a dude named Frank.
Oh, dear.
I know. So, okay. You know, it's one of those. You watch. I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can take a look at it. It's one of those things where as you're watching it, you think to yourself, this person has nothing else to do. But they did get a documentary made and it's on Apple TV Plus. So congratulations to the guy who made Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison. He just started getting attention. So the movie claims that Jim Morrison faked his death and went into hiding. They're saying, how'd they get a coffin so fast? How did he get buried in that famous cemetery? Was anyone even seen the body? How could this have happened? Where was he? What is that? Was he in a tub or was he somewhere else? Or was he there at all?
He's in the 27 Club. Did you know that?
I did know that. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's one of the original members.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the movie claims that Morrison faked his death, went into hiding. He met a guy named Frank and assumed Frank's identity. Frank, who they say is Jim Morrison, actually speaks in the documentary and even has a scar on his nose where Jim Morrison had a mole, proving that he had the mole removed.
Oh, jeez.
Just so he wouldn't be so recognizable. He's got a big beard. They take a picture of Jim Morrison and then the picture of this Frank guy as an old guy. And they keep like toggling back and forth between the two of them. Close. In the movie, the filmmaker shows a picture of Frank to two of Jim Morrison's ex-girlfriends. And they both burst into tears at the resemblance. So, if you're one of those people who loves a good conspiracy theory documentary, this is probably for you. Maybe you're a big Doors fan. You're like, well, I'd like to hear some people talking about Jim Morrison. I mean, out of 100, the chances of him being alive at 81 and working maintenance in Syracuse are 0 out of 100. But, you know, people got to be busy with something, Vin.
They say he was very thirsty in those final days there in Paris.
Very thirsty.
Really?
Give me stuff to drink. I'll drink all of it as fast as I can.
The official cause of death was listed as heart failure, but they do say no autopsy was performed as it was not required by French law back then.
Ah.
So maybe he did sneak off.
Maybe he did.
You never know.
Maybe he planned the whole thing and just bought a bunch of liquor and poured it right down the drain. He was like, I don't even drink. I'm just going to pretend I do. And I'm going to move to Syracuse. I hate this fame thing. I hate it.
I have a couple questions.
Yes, okay.
They're not related to Jim Morrison.
Oh,
so
all right.
I'll wait till after.
No, all oh, done. You done? If you, okay. I'm done whenever you
are Jen Garner and Ben Affleck back together?
No, they're not.
Did Alec walk off the red carpet, that one he was on with his wife, when she told him, stop talking? Did he walk off that red carpet and never come back?
Oh, no, he walked to the side and started talking to somebody else. I did not see any follow-up where he left forever.
Oh. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Do you want to see if you can find that one? That one's way more likely than the Ben and Jen one.
Or Jim Morrison.
Or that one. I mean, I feel like I was putting enough facetiousness into that
yeah,
people
you did.
Got
no,
that
I was okay. Clear, though. That wasn't.
So dumb.
So he is alive.
Yeah, we're going with he is Jim Morrison is alive and working maintenance in Syracuse, and he's calling himself Frank.
All right.
He's 81, and he's still working at doing maintenance. Anyway, there's that. I'm done with it. Lady Gaga's Mayhem debuts at number 1 on the Billboard 200 album chart.
All right.
This is her 7th number 1. The biggest week by the year's biggest week by a woman, and Gaga's biggest streaming week ever. Let's see here. This is her 7th studio album, and it is the 7th number one album for her. All of her albums, number one. Lately I've been thinking a lot about the mean girls at wherever she went to college who would put up a Facebook page or some kind of website that said, Stephanie Germanotta, you'll never be famous.
Oh,
I hope she just goes all the time whenever she thinks about those people.
I hope she doesn't even bother with them.
I want her to have that moment of just screw you, bitches.
Wow.
I'm Lady Gaga, MF-er. Because she is. I mean, she's a force. There you go. Her 7th studio album. It launched with about 219,000 equivalent album units because we count them by like, nah, maybe it's this much these days. So this was in the week that ended. This is last week, looks like. And they're saying it's her largest streaming. Oh, here we go. Chromatica was her last number one album. That was 2020. The soundtrack to A Star Is Born, that's the Bradley Cooper thing. That was 2018. That was number one. Joanne in 2016. Cheek to Cheek with Tony Bennett. That was in I think that was in 2013. Art Pop was also 2013. Born This Way in 2011. And those have all been number one. Stretching all the way back to her debut project, The Fame, which reached number two in 2010. Anyway, congrats to her. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. There's a list today that I thought was sort of interesting. I don't know what it takes to pay to have a song in your movie or your TV show. It probably depends on the song.
Yeah.
And how desperate they are for money. We released 100 albums Slappy did like years ago, and there's a Beatles song on there, and we got permission to put it on that record, and we said we're going to print 100 units, and this was back in the days of CDs, and it cost us $120. That's what it cost for us to
do a Beatles cover.
To put that onto a reproduced medium, and it was easy. This was 20 years ago or more on the internet. They already had it all set up where you sort of put in who you were, what you were doing, what song it was, how many copies of whatever
and
you were going to make.
How much you owe them for what, that.
And they went, please send us $120 and you can have it. And then they give you the exact verbiage, you know, licensed by EMI or whatever it was.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even remember if it was EMI.
That's not much.
No. I was like, oh, because we were like, well, we like this. It's a cover of I'm Only Sleeping, which isn't even like a big Beatles song. Maybe that's why, because it wasn't, or something. Yeah. But I always wonder about that. Like sometimes on late night, they'll make jokes about why they can't. They don't have a certain song. They're like, we would play you this song, but we can't. You know, NBC says we can't. We're not paying for the licensing for that or whatever. It's not in the budget to do that. So these are the 10 songs that have been used the most in TV and movies. I don't know if that just means these were definitely the number one choice or these were the ones that were reasonable.
Well, what comes to mind are the TV shows that used The Who in the 90s. Was that CSI?
It was, but I guess that because they just took the one song and used it on the one show, it counts for that. Like, because that was sort of, right? There were two or three of them that all used
The Who.
Like an opening salvo from The Who. Yeah. And I think that just counts as one thing.
You go ahead.
So Escape, the Pina Colada song. If you like pina coladas, that one. That's Rupert Holmes. That's been used in 36 films and TV shows. Which I guess, okay. I feel like occasionally you see that. So then we skip to number 8 because it's a tie. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. 38 films and TV shows. And Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye, that's super appropriate in certain situations. You know, that's not good when it's just like kids hanging out at school. But if the kids later go on a date and then things are happening, then maybe Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On starts playing. 38 films and TV appearances. This is funny. Sixth place, the tie is between September. Do you remember? Earth, Wind, and Fire, 39 film and TV appearances, and Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping, I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again.
That's one. In a bunch of movies and
39
TV.
Film and TV appearances. And I'm like, well, I guess if your show was set in 1998, that might be the song you need.
The Talking Heads have a song called This Must Be the Place. And that's in a lot of movies. Is that on the list?
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
But I'm sure, it's on the list somewhere. Do you remember the Mazzy Star song, Fade Into You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's been in 41. That's number 5 on this list. Coldplay's Fix You is number 4, which is, it's such a moving song. It really is beautiful. I love that song. I think it's so pretty. And that's been in, that's number 4, 42 film and TV appearances. At last. Oh, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Etta James. 49. That's number 3 on this list. 49
films. Big wedding song, too.
Oh, my God. It's a love song. This one I like in particular. Push it. Push it real good.
Here's your version of this.
Wait, that's Lost Forever. Oh, well.
Oh, she had a version of this?
Oh, God,
me?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Stop it. Right? And the horseback riding thing, that's gone too. That's number two. Push It, Salt and Pepper. 50 film and TV appearances. And the one that has been used the most, and this is actually also a large part of the Sarah and Vinny show. Just hit it.
This is how we do it.
Montel Jordan, 52 film and TV appearances. La 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 la.
Wow.
I know, isn't that funny? These are the biggies. These are the top pop songs that have popped up in every other TV show, it seems. I mean, I'm not going to say that I don't even think I've ever seen a song, a show that one. This is how, I thought it was just our show. This is how we do it. A doogadoop. La 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 la. Dolly Parton made her first appearance since her husband's death a couple weeks ago. Carl Dean is his name, and he died at the age of 82, like 2 weeks ago. And so on Friday, she attended a special event for Dollywood season pass holders in Tennessee. And she said, "I'm here because I love him. I miss him, but I love you too. I will always love you," she said, which is, of course, one of her biggest songs, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, she was there for season pass holder. If you're a season pass holder at Dollywood, you apparently get some kind of meet and greet with Dolly Parton. She thanked fans for their cards and flowers. She said, "Of course, I'll always love him. I'll miss him. But I wanted you to know that I will always love you." Dollywood is celebrating its 40th anniversary season this year. Wow.
I wonder if he was someone in failing health. Like,
I don't know, but at 82, I wonder.
Yeah, you'd think. You know, and I don't, it's, she sounds like she sort of got that it was coming or right. something, you know, like she's not just wrecked by it. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you get to a certain age and things slow down.
Sure, it sucks. Yeah. I'm not saying that she didn't feel it. I'm just saying it sounds like that, you know, she must have seen this coming and gotten her, steeled herself for it.
Yeah. All right, that is going to do it for me. What's coming up for you?
Injectable doobie weed? And more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Just
dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything that we talked about on the show today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by SF Symphony Music of David Bowie.
Sweet.
All this week, listen for the code word at 6.05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. And enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the San Francisco Symphony Music of David Bowie, June 27th at Davies Symphony Hall.
Good luck. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. I'm a big Bowie fan.
And to hear the music performed by a symphony must be really interesting.
Yeah. So the story I teased you with is just that Sarah and I both had a reaction to it. It's interesting. I don't know if it'll catch hold or be outlawed entirely, but California startup is selling injectable cannabis, and the FDA is not happy about it. They're calling it a CBD product, so
not a THC.
It's not a THC. Now, sometimes CBD can have THC in it. So you got to really read your labels if you're trying to, you know, do one or the other.
I just feel like, do we really have to start injecting this now? There feels like there's so many different ways to have it. I mean, I thought we were trying to avoid injecting things.
I've never injected myself with anything. I even think all the people who do Ozempic, and you're injecting yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think I'd want to do that. Like, I don't know. It seems really strange that needles are something people are willingly getting into.
The only thing I'll go needles, like the big old needles, is vaccinations. Like when I go get a flu shot.
I don't mind if someone else does me. I'm just talking about administering
doing it yourself?
My own
No way,
thing.
Man. I'm like, what do I want? Tracks on my... Forget it.
The FDA has warned a California cannabis company that its injectable hemp CBD could be posing serious harm to public health, telling the company that its product is violating federal law. Now, I don't know that that's true. Pico 4 sells a purified version of CBD. It's a non-intoxicating compound produced by cannabis that's designed to be injected into the bloodstream through intravenous infusion.
Mm.
It's a Sacramento company, and they say that this can help treat chronic pain, Crohn's disease, and arthritis.
Wow.
Crohn's disease is in my life, and it's gnarly.
It is no joke.
It's super gnarly, and if I thought that would work for a second, I'd be happy to help someone in my life get it. But I think that's one of those things where that's a claim and very sketchy.
I know. That is the thing. You can make all these claims as long as you say this claim has not been backed up by any research or anything. The FDA has not approved this.
Anyway, I always thought doobie weed was sort of the, what do they call that, the gateway drug? And I never saw it as a needle thing, so I'm a little surprised to hear this. That's very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's people who want to needle things.
You ever have a needle in injectable type drug?
Okay. No.
Oh, I was actually going to say we should guess what the answer would be. I would have guessed yes.
You would have?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Maddie got pretty deep in some stuff.
Yeah, no, never got into that.
Mm. Well, it's a
not my
the
thing.
Whole time.
I like things that keep me awake. I didn't like things that would make me
move. Oh, you and I are the exact opposite. I'm a downer guy.
Oh.
Keep me up. What do I want that for?
Well, so I can keep on partying.
I just stay up to keep drinking. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, oh no, I did cocaine. Now I'm not drunk anymore. Well, let's rectify that.
Is that it?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. That was my weekend fun for a while.
Oh,
right up until you couldn't handle it anymore.
Until it just got to be not fun anymore. It
does reach the end at some point.
The world's biggest Big Mac fan hit another milestone.
Oh.
You've heard of this guy. He's in the news every now and then. 71-year-old Don Gorski has been eating 2 Big Macs a day for 53 years, and he just ate his 35,000th Big Mac on Saturday.
Wow.
It's an event, everyone.
Does he also get like an order of fries and a Coke? Like, is it the whole thing? 2
Big Macs? It doesn't say that, and I don't think so. Mm. But he had his first Big Mac in 1972 and loved it so much he ate 2 more. Then he went back the same day and ate 6 more.
Oh my God.
So he had 9 total his first time, and he hasn't stopped since. He's averaged 2 Big Macs a day for 53 years. Mm. Again, hitting the 35,000th on Saturday.
He just loves them so much.
He did it all at the same McDonald's in Fond du Lac.
Oh.
It's Wisconsin, everyone.
Wow.
Where he bought the first Big Mac. That's also where he had his 35,000th. I would
never be able to. Doesn't that just, you feel like you'd be so sick of them by then?
Well, yeah, you should
be. I always think that maybe when they first came out, that they were made with better ingredients. Like,
oh,
I'm so disdainful of fast food. Like, they just, you know, they processed everything and cruddy things that come in bags pre-cut. Like, that's what I think of when I think of fast food. And maybe back in the day, things were like a little healthier. There was actual meat in there. I don't know.
Fans. That's right. Fans of Don Gorski.
The 71-year-old 2 Big Macs a day guy.
Fans and media were there for it, and he handed out commemorative buttons and coupons for free value meals. He obviously has become friendly with the people that work at that McDonald's.
Well, they see him literally every day.
Daily. He's been open about having OCD and says it's why he's so obsessed with them.
Oh, this works for me. I'm going to do this every day, and if I don't, something bad's obviously going to happen.
He claims they make up 90% of his diet.
Oh,
so he walks 6 miles a day to make up for it.
Wow. Well, he's 71, still walking 6 miles a day.
Something's working.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if they have OCD medicines. I think they do, but that might be a healthier route to go, Don.
There's a picture of him.
But, you know, plenty of people did all the right stuff and didn't make it to 72.
That is true, Vin.
So,
this guy, I don't know which is the most recent picture of him, but man, he's a funky guy from way back. Like, there are some pictures where he's got like long, beautiful hair.
It's the Captain Kangaroo cut.
Yeah.
Who that is? What's that guy's name?
It does look like that. Yeah. And he's got the like huge sideburns, but look at the one where he's younger.
I don't see it. He's got, everything's like, long, blurry.
Long flowing locks from the olden days picture.
Well, he loves his Big Macs.
Sure enough. Seems to. Huh. He looks like a guy he looks like he'd be on the Benny Hill show. White dude, kind of a bowl cut with the side. Yeah.
I used to love that show. Me and Jason Sisko watched that show exclusively for the boobies. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, there was some comedy.
Remember
there.
The old guy who tipped the girl, the naked girl, into the shopping cart?
And the bald guy who always got slapped in the head?
Yeah.
The one.
My brother used to walk up and just smack me in the head and go, Benny Hill, Benny Hill.
Yeah. Thanks. Very funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy looks like, you know, he'd be like on Monty Python or Benny Hill or something. Looks like that. Fond du Lac.
New research looked into people's motivations for working out. And while people say they want to improve their health, the top reason they actually work out is because they want to look good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That is why. Why else? You want to, it's fine. Maybe it's your health.
Looking good naked is cool.
It is. It's good. That's why I never look at myself naked. I'm just like, hell with it.
Let's see here. New research looked into people's motivations for exercise. The number one reason to work out, improve physical appearance. Let's see here. Oh, then physical health and trying to boost their mental health. As you age, you definitely change the things you're trying to do.
Yes.
Balance becomes a big deal.
Huge deal.
Stretching becomes a big deal. But yeah, when you're young, you want to see those abs.
Yeah. Trying to get laid over here. Mm-hmm. That said old me. I mean, young me. That's what I meant to say. In the olden days when I was young.
Way back.
You know. Many, many moons ago.
It's like just a minute ago. Come on.
Thanks, Vin. You're very sweet. We have worked together for going on 30 years.
A study found playing with the dog for 15 minutes leaves you and the dog feeling less stressed.
See?
Yeah. Maddie, who is going to get a dog any minute here, spent all weekend playing with some dog, hugging it, loving on
it.
Did
you bring it home as a test?
No, no, no. It was a friend's dog, and I just needed a dog. I like was like,
can I come play with your dog?
Yeah, because I go down to the dog park every day and just hang out and see dogs because I just love them.
Well, you know all the people there too, right?
Yeah, it's so weird not to have one.
Like, I have a friend that adopted a dog. I think the pup was from Mexico.
Oh.
But she adopted this dog, and then it took over her Instagram feed, and she loved this dog up in ways that I was really, like, taken by it. Like, wow. And I was even kind of in my heart thinking, because I've lost Willa, oh, God, what's going to happen when... And then the dog did pass, and it seemed like she was just crushed by it, but she just recently went and adopted another dog and is already like, I'm back, baby. I'm back. I'm so happy. I miss my old dog, but I got this new dog. And seeing that made me joyful for a minute. I just went, oh, because that pain is rough.
Well, I had three dogs for 17 years, or, you know, 14 years. And now, I'm down to zero.
Right, you're down to zero because Shauna's got the other one.
Yeah, so I'm...
Man, that happened so fast, too. I'm so sorry. That was like a 1-2 punch. I felt so bad for you.
Yeah, it was rough. Yeah, I mean, they're not like kids, but they got all of our love and attention.
You
and
love
everything.
Them. Yeah. It doesn't have to be compared to anything else. Yeah. It's its own thing. It's so painful.
There is a real commitment that I think is a cold splash of water to someone who is single and thinks, I hear it's like a kid and then this will be fine. And then there is some commitment level where you go, you've got to go home. You can't just spend the night here. You have a dog at home waiting to go to the bathroom outside.
Needs to go so bad
like
right
all
now.
The things that you used to take for granted are now, I got to get home, everyone. Bye. Got to go.
Bye.
I have a life that's depending entirely on me.
Yeah. And it's weird to not have that. And then you get home and you're like, I still look for the dog all the time. Like, yeah.
I was seeing Willa in little spots and out of the corner of my eye and being like, what the?
Oh.
It's hard.
Yeah. I vacuumed this weekend and it was like the last of the Kelly hair all over the place. I'm like, she'll be with me for a while at least.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. 510 says, Sarah, when I was in Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
I want to try McDonald's Big Mac there just to see if it's the same. The Spain Big Mac is way better than the U.S. Big Mac.
Oh.
Real meat, not processed meat.
Oh. Well, some places do have rules about what you can call a hamburger. Maybe Spain's one of those places.
408 says CBD is phenomenal and proven for pain relief, especially topical balms and lotions. Injectable could be a game changer if proven beneficial. I think that's the point, is the FDA needs them to prove what they're claiming before they can market that product. I'm with you. If there's a natural product out there that can help people, especially someone with Crohn's, oh my God, that's my kid. Mm. Like, there's a lot of... But you got to prove it first. Otherwise, you're just selling, you know.
An idea.
Well,
we think.
What is that? Snake oil.
No, snake oil. You're a snake oil salesman.
You know, aren't you?
Sure.
Until you prove it.
If later it turns out the snake oil works, then great. But you got to prove that stuff first. I don't know. People should be careful about what they put in their bodies. But sometimes people are desperate for relief from something chronic and they will try anything.
Vinny, do the research. There have been studies using CBD. Listen, I'm not looking to do research. I don't really have a lab.
You can send us a link to the paper.
We'll get the research department
anything.
On it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not downplaying
it.
I thought that was interesting that there's an injectable version of this. And if it is going to help people, that's great news. Really great news.
Definitely.
Cousin got married in the late aughts. He and his wife got introduced and ran into Chumbawamba.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, ran into the down the aisle? Totally set up the feeling of the whole night.
That's fun.
Is it?
Sure. That'd be a fun thing to get. I mean, right? You walk down the aisle with that? I get knocked down, but I get up again.
650 says, I'm in Cancun on spring break with my 21-year-old daughter. I love that I can still listen to you all here in Cancun.
Enjoy yourself.
It's called the Odyssey app, everyone. Listen wherever you go.
Odyssey.
Bay Area at 510 says, Bay Area almost listener here. Are we on the air?
That's a good callback.
That was what a fun day.
What was that, Daniel?
Yeah. Daniel the almost lawyer.
Daniel, not a lawyer, but he almost was one. But now he's a construction worker. Yeah. It was fun talking to him.
Makes our world so small. I love hearing your kids' stories, Vin. Calvin in Kansas on Odyssey.
Kansas.
Hi.
Yeah, I wish I had a better story for you, though. My kids totally tortured me last night, and I was the guy, the villain outside their doors this morning at 3 going, I should wake you.
But you didn't do it. You're not the villain. Turns out you're a good guy. Don't be a hero, Vin. I mean, do be a hero. That's what I meant to say. Let's play a game, shall we?
We are playing Lads and Lassies.
Oh, Lads and Lassies.
Oh, is that the music? A little St. Patrick's show music. Yes. I didn't realize.
A little St. Patrick's Day.
By the way, we go into this. Vinny got he landed directly on somebody's net worth, I think. So he got 2 points for that, and then he got 1 point for somebody else's net worth earlier, I think.
I think it was for the green jacket as well. So there's another
points for that. No,
yeah, you can chime in on Facebook and Instagram whether Vin's shirt is actually green or not.
Well, it's misleading though because the color's not corrected. It's not. It doesn't look anything
perfect.
Like that.
It's whatever Sarah
very
says.
Very gray. Exactly. Thank you for noticing.
All right, we'll start
so it's
with
three to nothing.
We'll start with Sarah then.
All right. Great.
What year did St. Patrick die? 461 AD, 521 AD, or 601 AD?
461.
Question again, please.
What year did St. Patrick die? 461, 521, or 601 AD?
601 AD.
You were wrong. Sarah is correct. It is 461.
Oh.
What color was originally associated with St. Patrick? Green, gold, or blue?
Oh, that's me. Gold.
I mean, that makes the most sense if it isn't green.
Well, maybe it's green.
Blue.
Blue is correct.
Oh.
Oh, look at this comeback.
Well,
Still
3-2. That is correct.
Got like 3 of these left here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
According to legend, what did St. Patrick use to explain the Holy Trinity? A clover, a shamrock, or a harp?
Oh.
A clover.
I'm going to say a harp.
You're both wrong. It's a shamrock.
Darn it.
Oh. Isn't a shamrock the same thing as a clover?
Yeah, I thought so. What do you mean you don't know? You're the game host.
The research department says they're different. Which country other than Ireland celebrates St. Patrick's Day as a public holiday? Is it Scotland, England, or Northern Ireland?
You mean as in people get the day off?
Yeah.
Oh. Say the choices again.
Scotland, England, or Northern Ireland, which is a different country.
Yeah. I'll go with Northern Ireland.
Scotland!
It is Northern Ireland.
Woo, woo, woo. Tied.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Okay, what is the capital of Ireland? Is it Belfast, Cork, or Dublin?
Well, Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland? It's Dublin, then.
I'm going to go in Dublin, Bob.
You both are correct.
All right. 4-4.
What U.S. city hosts the world's largest St. Patrick's Day parade? Is it Chicago, Boston, or New York City?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Well, they dye the water in Chicago. Boston, Bob!
Yeah, I'm going to say Boston as well.
You both are wrong. It is New York City!
Oh, never even considered New York City. All right, we're tied. That's fine.
All right, last one. What is the Irish Gaelic phrase for Ireland forever? Sláinte, Siad Mill Féidí, or Aaron Go Bra, excuse me.
Is it me first?
Yeah.
Sláinte is like the cheers. I think it's Aaron Go Bra.
I also will go Aaron Go Bra.
You both are correct.
All right. He's just cheating. He's just glomming on.
No, I didn't get to. I was going to say I like bras.
Huh?
Okay. Aaron Go Braless.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. We both win 5-5. Playing both at the same time.
I don't know about playing them both at the same time. Let's start with with Sarah. We'll do that one.
Yeah, we can end with the kiss, I guess. Sarah won a game of trivia. I guess she wiped up for with it. Maybe it's a tie. It's just a tie, you know? I don't know.
No, I feel like you don't really have to.
Are we?
Yeah, here you go.
124 comments now all say my jacket's green.
Yeah, I don't think so.
In your face.
I don't buy it.
What a way to start the week, everyone. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got your chance at Dino Days and Symphony San Jose Music of David Bowie. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.